Believe it or not, I am on a movie set, and this is called the Dawn Treader Ship, and it will we will all see it in the Narnia movie, which I guess is going to come to our screens late next year. Ernie Malik is with me. G'day, Ernie.
How are you, Peter?
Tell us about this ship here. It looks pretty real to me.
You know what? It is. It's a living, breathing character in this film. It's 140 feet long. It took 21 weeks to build. It weighs, with the mechanical hydraulic gimbal underneath, 250,000 pounds, 125 tons. It's an environment that I think many actors would love to work in because it does inspire performance. I mean, you've been standing on it now for about 30 minutes, and you can see it lives. It breathes. It really, really does. The inspiration for the ship, the production designer's name is Barry Robeson, who most recently did Nim's Island and Wolverine here in Australia. He's an American. Inspiration, several things. The pen and ink drawing that exists in the book itself, The Voyage of the Dawn Treader, artist by the name of Pauline Baines. He likened a lot of the design on the boat to a carousel animals. And the scope of the boat, the length and everything, is kind of inspired by the Endeavour, the replica of James Cook's boat
that
sits down in Sydney.
So it's about the same size?
It'd be about the same size. They were unsure as to how big this set would be. Now, of course, the dimensions of the stage sort of dictated that because we knew we would have to shoot part of the boat in the stage. But they looked at the Endeavour, and I'm not sure what the length of the Endeavour is, but I think the deck of the boat is probably close to 100 feet when you take up the upper deck on which we're standing right now. So we built it here, right where you're standing on it, Stage 5 at Warner Roadshow Studios, took it apart in 51 pieces like a puzzle, put it on flatbed trucks, brought it out to Cleveland Point about 30 miles from here, set it up there, shot 3 weeks. We needed all of the real exterior. The sea is the background and everything else. And folks, this boat never sets oar in the water. It doesn't have a foot, but it's got oars. It never sets oar in the water.
And so that's really amazing because here we are in a concrete stage, as you call it, concrete building, which is called a soundstage. And then at Cleveland Point, it was on a concrete block. But what, the rest of it is just the camera angles or computer graphics? Or
well, it's a combination of that, yes. We needed to show this boat outdoors, so that's why Cleveland Point was selected because it is a peninsula, and the end of that peninsula where there is a park, all you see is the water. And so every camera angle out there, and at that, out at that location, this boat sat on what I would call a lazy Susan. So this boat could turn 360 degrees, and we followed the sun every day. We shot a certain amount of scenes with the sun coming up from the east, and then in the afternoon, a certain amount of scenes. We would turn the boat around 180 degrees and shoot the rest with the sun coming from the west. So,
have you, apart from going to Cleveland, which is still, you know, pretty close to the Gold Coast, have you moved away from the Gold Coast for any other filming?
No, this film, again, being an outsider from the States, I'm not sure how big the Gold Coast is. Yatala figured in the filming.
We Yatala? Used a rock,
Yatala? Okay. by the drive-in theater, folks, you know where I'm talking about. There's a rock quarry out there, so that served as one of our island locations, exterior island locations. The Spit, down in the Gold Coast, we built, Peter, you just saw the town square of the first island, Lone Islands. We built the waterway leading up to the entrance to that town square out on the Spit. That was one of the early scenes we shot back in late August, early September. And then we used Jumpin' Pin at the Broadstroke waterway there for the key emotional sequence at the end of the film. So if that's all part of the Gold Coast, basically, we've never been to Brisbane, we've never been that far north, and we've never been further south than Southport. So between Yatala and Southport, including Oxenford here where the stages are, that's where this entire film, we've got a couple of second unit shots over in New Zealand. There's an island over there called White Island that's supposedly incredibly striking, so you're shooting there as well. But 98% of this movie is being shot here in not only Queensland, but the Gold Coast area.
What about people working on it? Have we got a high proportion of local people working?
90% of this crew is Australian, okay? I would say half of that is local, and then the other half are probably from Sydney, Melbourne, which also have big film communities. They've got stages down there, and this studio here is about 22 years old. I don't know how old the studio is, the Fox Studios down in Sydney, but you know, filmmaking here in Australia has been going on for decades. You have got a film community here, an infrastructure, this tax incentive. When we came here and we set up shop in March, the Australian dollar was 0.75, so it's creeping up towards parity with the U.S. dollar. If the Australian dollar was what it is right now back in March, that might have affected our coming here, because that is scaring big Hollywood productions away, because it's one of the benefits of working overseas to get to be able to buy a dollar. You know, you give them five, you get back seven local dollars, you know.
But this is a big movie, isn't it?
Oh, it's huge.
This is
movie. This is as big as you would find in Hollywood, yes. And Queensland, the Pacific Film and Television Commission, I think has reported this is the biggest film, the most expensive film ever to shoot in Queensland.
What's still to happen?
We have about 3 weeks left. Most of it is on the boat. The reason why the boat is sitting inside the soundstage is because we have two big action sequences affecting the boat, a storm sequence and an attack by a sea serpent.
So is this boat going to move during the storm
sequence? This boat, maybe not while we're standing on it, but yes, this boat is built on this hydraulic mechanical gimbal, and this boat can pitch and go back and forth to a 30-degree wave either way, and can do it very, very quickly, and that's what we need for these sequences.
Filming finishes at the end of this month. We will see it at the end of next year.
That's correct. The film opens December 10th is pretty much the global release date. I'm hearing that Australia will be Boxing Day, which is probably the most popular day to open new movies.
Good to meet you, Ernie.
Same here, Peter. Thank you.